and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello, and on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, we bring you Ye Crack, extending the cultural offer of the city.
Go pink and blue.
Charting the colourful offer of Tate Liverpool. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News this week, Ian, is what?
Well, first of all, I should say I'm glad this isn't video, just audio, because, well, me in particular, we're sitting here with our very red faces from the weekend sunshine, aren't we? At Hub, got really sunburned. So, yeah, that was good anyway. But other news is that the Arts Council have announced their recent lottery awards to Northwest artists and art organisations. And there's quite a long list of, I don't know what the total amount is, actually, quite a lot of money. And it includes some, well, they're all Northwest, so a couple of picked out was the Walk the Plank organisation, who do lots of events on their boat down at the docks there, and also the Kerry Hand Gallery. They've got a fair amount of money to help establish them as an international gallery, so that we're really pleased about that.
I see. Walk the Plank received some money for the Art Car Parade. I'm not sure, to produce some work for the Art Car Parade. Have you ever seen that?
I know it's in Manchester, isn't it? And yeah, I've certainly heard about it and seen some pictures. It sounds good, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I went. I'm not sure if I went last year or if it was the year before, but it started travelling around now. Got some great photos on my, was it Picasso web thing? Yeah, it's there. Go and have a look. Art cars, some fantastic art cars.
Yeah, they look good. I've seen your Picasso pictures.
And is that the news this week? There's not been anything else big or major coming up in the city?
The one reason that I got so sunburned was because after Hub, we got the bus back to Manor Island, so we walked around the pier ahead a bit, and it looks fantastic at the moment, I think. There's still some building work going on there, especially the actual landing stage just looks like a bit of a big raft at the moment. But we hadn't realised that they've actually opened the new ferry terminal building there. We realised when we saw lots of people outside drinking beers and coffee and so on. So we went in and it's good. It looks a lot better than I expected it, you know, when we saw the architect drawings a while ago. It's good. So that's open. It only opened on Thursday. And so you can now get your tickets there for the ferry. And also the Beatles Story have opened a new shop there. And so you can go upstairs and it's great views from the big windows on the first floor of the river and the Liverpool waterfront itself as well. Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, I tell you, it looks fantastic, doesn't it? It looks really fantastic. It was really helped by it being a nice, bright, sunny day, but beautiful. And the Leeds-Liverpool Canal, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. And the new Museum of Liverpool is there, not quite finished, but the exterior is nearly finished, and that looks really good at the end of the canal there. And I suppose it's... Some people might not like the fact there's so much sort of concrete and pavings and so on, but less grass. But there is the canal and there's some nice new trees there. And as I say, on a sunny day with blue skies, it looks really good.
Beautiful. And that's the news this week. Round up of the week. Rounding up the week, Ian. Now the two of us have been to various different things, and I've got some things to say about Hub. But we won't start there. We'll keep that till a bit later on. But tell us, Cheney's, tell us the static Cheney monument. How did that go? I went past on Friday. It looked really good. There was it was behind a cage and it was quite high up, wasn't it? So I wasn't able to get any down, and none of them looked as if they'd fit me anyway.
Yeah, the Cheney monument is outside static. Yeah, they just put on some big metal beams quite high up, so you couldn't really climb up, you couldn't reach. If you wanted to take any. And yeah, it was pouring with rain the night it's opened. I think it was last Wednesday, wasn't it? And so nobody wanted to stand outside for long. But we did say see one guy actually. It's this thing where you see them a lot around Liverpool on wires going, you know, telegraph wires and so on across the roads, trainers that have been laced together and then hanging from the wire there. And so it's that idea, they just put the metal frame up and strung some wires across the top. And so if you want to, you can throw up your trainers and they'll be hanging there. And so there's actually a webcam focused on this. So if you go to that, you can see all these trainers hanging from the wires there, and it's blowing about in the wind and getting wet. And that's it, really. And they'll be there for, I think it's till the end of this week, and then there'll be like a closing music event.
It was great. I was gonna, and it is. You do see them all around. You know, no matter where you go in the country, you see them normally outside schools. I'm not sure what the special thing is about schools. It's almost like, you know, one of those memorial things where, you know, somebody's been knocked down and there's flowers at the side of the road, things like that. It's kind of like a memorial to all those lost trainers.
Yeah, yeah. Occasionally you just see one on its own, don't you? But I remember an artist came up to Liverpool and actually she had this project where she was photographing these lost trainers and putting their wanted posters on in various places, you know, asking, have you seen my trainer or something like that. Yeah, it's great fun.
Yeah, have you seen my one trainer? Okay, well, now, also last week, and it was a really busy Friday, wasn't it? It was really busy. There was the 2 degree shows, not the 3 degree, oh, never mind. 2 degree shows at Hope University and John Moores University. How did that go?
Yeah, it was good. As you say, it was busy. We had to go, as I explained last week, I think, we had to go to Hope University because we do this Ars Nippur Purchase Prize. And so we went there and gave the award to a guy called Dominic Foster, who was very good. Not only we thought he was good, he actually got three prizes and a commission, I think. So it would have been nice if the awards had been a bit more spread out. But there were quite a few awards involved there. The Women's Hospital was doing an award, which went to somebody else. So that was good. And yes, that's good artwork as well, as including Dominic Foster's. And the show is on to the end of this week, if you want to go and see.
Now, you also did an interview with him, didn't you?
Yeah. So a very short one, because he was a bit overwhelmed by the whole thing, and he started, he didn't feel too good after I'd asked him one or two really tough questions about about his artwork. We had to stop, and he had to go run off for a drink of water. But he recovered later on, but we had to dash off then to the John Moores to see their degree show in their brand new academy building next to the Metropolitan Cathedral. So it was not only was it a chance to see the degree show, but it was a chance for people to see the new building, and that looked really good. It was it coped well with the amount of people that were there. And of course, this is not just fine arts now, it's all the arts are in the one building. So there's textiles and product design, architecture, that takes up a lot of the building. And even fashion. So there was the fashion show was there, the catwalk thing was there on the ground floor. Managed to see a bit of that. That was good. And so the artwork is like spread out. There's four or five floors, and it's spread out. We started at the top and worked our way down. And it was a bit of a rush because it finished at 8. So we actually went back today and had another look around when it's more quiet. And some good artwork and good building.
Always fascinating to go along to the, you know, to go along to the degree shows and just see that, you know, that the wealth of creativity that is there within the art schools of various different kinds, architecture and product design. It's just some fantastic ideas, some fantastic pieces that they produce.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, they're just so much fresh stuff. I mean, obviously there is stuff which you can see is influenced by some of the other artists, mainstream artists, but it has come up with so many great, weird and wacky ideas as well. And there's one thing, it's a huge installation with a little train on a train track going round. Not sure why. But there's no statements. There's probably, compared to previous years, because it's just the one building, although it is a big building, I don't think the artists get as much space as they did in the Myrtle Street building in past years. But there's enough space for them to put two or three works in, you get a flavour of how they've developed.
Excellent. So that's on till the end of this week, which is, what date is it? 29th, Friday the 29th?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can, try and get down there. Now also, drawing people in at the Blue Coast. Ah, the old ones. Drawing at two drawing exhibitions at the Blue Coast. One was in the barber shop, I believe, and one was in the main gallery.
That's right, yes. There's the main exhibition at the Blue Coat, involving a few artists. Very good stuff. I'm afraid I can't remember all the artist details and so on, but we can come back to that another time, but it is a really good show. Really enjoyed it. There's some animations as well as the work hanging in the atrium is made from bits of vinyl tape, all hung from fishing wire. It's a long exhibition, long piece. And in the back room, there's works made out of huge pieces of paper with holes punched in them. But the guy has also drawn things on the wall. And upstairs, there's a huge black and white thing produced by using a big spray, actually sprayed black paint into the corner of the gallery. And it looks like it's still wet, but it isn't. Really interesting, not just ordinary drawing, but actually doing all kinds of things with drawing methods. And then in the barber shop, there's a sort of independence strand, something the local artists have put together themselves. So there's quite a few artists involved in that. Again, lots of different drawing methods, an interesting show.
That's great. I mean, I haven't managed to make it down there yet, but it's clearly what you're telling me about the show is drawing me in. Oh, sorry. But no, so I must head down there and have a look at that. Yeah, drawing methods. It's kind of like I'm always there thinking it's pencil on paper, but because how old hat. Now, before we go on, I went to Sound City. I went to the, started last week, X number of bands performing in X number of venues, and a conference at the Hard Day's Night Hotel. And I can say, what an absolutely brilliant weekend. But it was kind of a brilliant week. There was A&R people from all over the place here in Liverpool, hopefully finding new bands, new talents, all that kind of thing, signing them up, and hopefully some deals being made. But the conference was brilliant. It was really interesting talking to, or listening to, I should say, some really, you know, top brass from the music industry who were there to give their knowledge, pass on their knowledge to people just starting out in the music business. Brilliant. That was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday they had some stuff at St. George's Hall, which was the Musicians Union came up and they were talking to people. So hopefully some, you know, the local musicians managed to make it along to this conference, and hopefully they should be zooming up the charts or one such thing, you know, one thing or another. But that's really, really good. I went along to some gigs. I know you went along to a gig at the Barfly, wasn't it? Yeah, who did you go and see? Do you remember who you went to see?
Yeah, it sounded like it was a really good event, didn't it? Everyone we've spoken to said it was really good. It really went very well. I was a bit worried because, well, we can't really cover the music scene as much as we'd like to because there's so much art going on. But when I saw a huge list of bands and venues, I thought, you know, isn't this too much? How you know, some place will just be empty, won't they? But apparently, no, not. It's just means people can't see everything. They have to miss things, but then you see other things. So, yes, but we made it on Friday to the Barfly to see some Japanese bands. So there's a group of four Japanese people, performers, and the whole thing was called 100% Genki. Genki is a Japanese word. And we got there late because we'd already been to the degree shows, of course, so we just got the last couple of bands, including Rhythm Saunter, who were very good. I'd like to see them again. And yeah, so that was good. That's all we saw ourselves. But I'd say we heard good things. And there's in the story in the press today about it going global or something. They're going to take the formula across to other places and do more stuff.
No, it's saying good. But, you know, I hadn't read that. Well, that's really good. I mean, there were so many different things going on. It was unbelievable. And you're right, you couldn't have made it to all of them. I you know, made it around a few of the venues. It was fantastic. And then I saw on Friday in Concert Square, they'd put up another stage in Concert Square. Is it Concert Square? Yeah, it is. Not Concert Square. St. Peter's Square, yeah. They put up another stage there, so there's more stuff going on. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So moving on, Village Face, which of course was also at the Heebie-Jeebies. How did that go? You told me how that went. You said it went really well. You said you were really surprised that it was so well attended. It was packed out, floor to ceiling, bands playing. Go on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, because it's essentially an art and craft fair. But yeah, they just did a really good job of promoting it and organising it. And it was in Heebie-Jeebies, which is a nightclub. but they didn't use the basement. I've only ever been to the basement there before, and I hadn't realised there's a courtyard. But yeah, there's two floors above the basement and this courtyard. Fortunately, the weather was okay, so they could use the courtyard to have a barbecue out there and also some live music. Yeah, so yeah, I'd say they did a good job of publicising, so there was lots of people there, and it was free to get in, and some of the stalls there were, you know, we've been so many of these in the past few years, we thought we'd seen them all, but there was a fair bit of stuff we hadn't seen before. And I think it's going to be regular. Some people said 2 weeks, some people said every month, so but I don't know yet. So hopefully it will be, yes.
That sounds great. I mean, as you said, it's not normally, oh, yes, come along, have a look at this. Oh, isn't this lovely? Oh, not that kind of thing. It was, you know, much more happening, man, I believe is the expression. Okay, well, moving on, so I'm not embarrassing myself even more. Hub Festival. Now, as we've already said, it's great weather at the Hub Festival. How did you find it, Ian? What did you think?
Yeah, it was okay. As I've mentioned before, I'd missed the last couple of years at Otterspool. I went to the first one or two at the Pierhead, but I missed the ones at Otterspool. So this time it was at the Wellington Dock. I don't know why they moved it, but I've heard a few people say it wasn't. They preferred it at Otterspool. But we got there okay. We went down to Man Island. There was a free bus service going every few minutes, so that was no problem, and got the bus back okay as well. But the actual dock area, I know this is the area they use for the tall ships, and it worked great for that. The ships were in the dock, and you could walk all the way around and see the ships. Great. But somehow there's nothing happening in the water for this. You can't skateboard on the water yet. So it seemed like it was sort of too spread out and a bit sort of quiet, low-key. I don't know, it just didn't seem as buzzing as previous years. But yeah, it was good fun. We did see lots of BMX people doing their tricks and skateboarders and so on. And the big graffiti wall was there. It was in like two halves, one on either half of the dock. And there was some good stuff there. But again, expected more somehow.
I wasn't happy, was I? No, you're right. I mean, it did seem a bit empty. It seemed a bit dirty. It was kind of like it went from somewhere really beautiful, like Otterspool Prom, down to Wellington Dock. And it was, you know, there was nowhere great to sit down. And even if you did sit down, it was all just dirt all around you. You know, it just wasn't that nice. Security was a bit too much for me. Security were pointing at, no, you must go that way. And it's, you know, it was, security is there when there's large numbers of people, and there weren't large numbers of people there. You couldn't see the stages. I wanted to go along and watch the dancers and hip-hop dancers, and you couldn't see the stage. It was kind of like, you know, there's a row of people in front and that's it. You couldn't see over and above them. Last year it was in Otterspool Prom, nice amphitheatre kind of area, and that's where they were dancing. It was great sitting out in the sun on the grass, but not this year. No, they've ruined it for me. And so that was it. There probably will be a Hub 10 or Hub 2010, but let's hope it's at Otterspool.
Yeah, so I don't know why they moved it in the first place, but yeah, maybe not dirty, but sort of grotty, you know. Yes, and someone said it actually, it's next door to the sewer, which, yeah, not great.
Well, not great. Better, better look next time. And so that's the roundup of the week. This week, which is going to include more stuff about things. Now, this week, Ian, what more stuff about things is going on this week?
Actually, I should mention at the end of the week, there's a few shows closing, including the three National Museums, Liverpool, that have been on for the last couple of months. There's the George Always, that's his Maggie Hambling's paintings of portraits of George Melly at the Walker, and also at the Walker, the Fashion versus Sport exhibition. And also the French Impressionists at Lady Lever. They're all finishing on Sunday, 31st of May. So do get along. They're all good shows, so do get along and see them if you can. Then also this week, Thursday, 28th of May, there's a talk in the afternoon at the Blue Coat. This is the Blue Coat Display Centre's exhibition by Matthew Burt, the really, really interesting furniture, which we saw the exhibition a while ago. And it makes, or him and his team make fantastic stuff, so it'll be interesting to see. Hear him talk about how he actually designs it and makes it. You know, we talked to him for a while when it opened, and he really knows the wood and how the different grains get into the wood and all kinds of fascinating stuff. So anyway, that's Thursday afternoon, the Blue Coat. And then Thursday evening, there's a couple of shows opening. There's Go Pink and Blue. You may remember last year there was a Go Pink, there's a pink exhibition. This is to raise money and awareness of breast cancer. But also this year they've added the blue element for the men, because there's testicular cancer and men also get breast cancer as well, actually, and other cancers. So I think artists have donated works, and there's over 70 of them, including some celebrity artists. And so they're all for sale, and so go along and buy some work and have a look at the exhibition. Opening on Thursday 28th from 6 till 9 at Novas Contemporary Urban Centre.
Now, if you don't make it down to there, go along to the newly cleaned Ye Crack. This is on Thursday night. I've heard, I didn't know. I haven't been in. But the Crack's had a bit of a spruce up. They've kept the same furniture, I'm hoping. They haven't taken, cleaned the whole place up too much. I hope they haven't put carpet down or done anything silly like that. But the back room, this is behind the war office, the room behind the war office, as you go out into the beer garden, they've painted the walls, they've cleaned them up, they've got an exhibition on. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, they just had a bit of a clean up, nothing too fancy. They might have put some paint on the walls, I'm not sure. But not too much. So it's the room behind the war office, which leads out into the garden. And there has been artwork there before, sort of temporary exhibitions, but fairly new management there. So they want to promote more artwork there, just in that room. So we've been slightly involved in this, putting the word out about the exhibition. And somebody's got a group of artists together. It's only a small space, only about 7 or 8 artworks from different artists. So me and Monaco are actually launching this on Thursday. Thursday, 7 o'clock till 9 at Ye Crack.
Well, I see Monaco as a Queen Elizabeth kind of character, and yourself as Prince Philip.
Oh, right, okay.
Will you be smashing a bottle of champagne against the side of the crack? Because I know you've done it before.
No, but last time we went in, there was, you have real ale there, and they're always changing different, there's always a different sign on a pump in front of you when you go to the bar. And last time we went in, there was one called Crack in the Summer, and we had a pint. It was quite nice. And so that's where the name for it comes. So it's Ye Crack in the Summer is the name of the exhibition. And so we'll probably pull a pint of that.
Oh, that sounds very tempting. Very tempting indeed. Well, I must, just in the interests of research, I must pop along and have a look at this exhibition. Sounds very good. I might have to stay a while and, partake in the crack in the summer and examine the paintings and, write about them critically at a much later date. So that sounds great. That's opening on Thursday, 28th of May, from 7 till 9. And will they be serving red wine or will they just be serving beer?
Yeah, good question. I'm sure it has to be red wine, doesn't it? I don't know what the crack's red wine is like. It's not one of the specialities.
I think it comes in a box. Or at least it used to. It's probably, much better than much better these days. Now, the following evening, at the Great A Foundation, they're having a collagen party. There's going to be somebody there with a syringe and doing strange things. What's this about?
That's a bit of a pun. It's a collage party, but they put an N in brackets to make it collage. And very humorous. Okay, but that's what they've had these. This is actually the third in a series of these one-off events they've had in A Foundation recently called Taxed. And we went to the last one, which was artists giving short presentations about their work, about 20 artists or so on. With slides and everything, that sort of thing. And so it's a similar thing, but this time you can make a collage. You can go along, and I think you can use the stuff that A Foundation will provide there and make a collage. So very, very short, on the evening thing, make some stuff and see what it looks like. What's the times? Yes, 6 till 11 at the A Foundation, Friday the 29th. So there's normally, there's drinks and there was food last time as well, and good party atmosphere, just a bit of fun.
It's a great venue. Love stuff that goes on there, although I've been to many things that go on there, but I haven't been to any of these kind of events, so I might try and make it down on Friday, after I've been to the crack, obviously. Now, also opening on the it's open to the public on the Friday, but there's private view earlier in the week. This is Colour Chart, Reinventing Colour, 1950 to today. So this is open to the public this Friday. What's that all about then, eh?
Yeah, it's you might have seen it. Tate have been sending out these colour charts to everybody because it is about colour, reinventing colour, 1950 to today. And so it's about the significance of colour in contemporary art and includes works by 40 artists, more than 40 artists, including, Warhol again. Gerard Richter, Corey Archangel. He does new media stuff, using old technology. I've seen him in previous biennials here. Jim Lambie, he does large things. I've seen some of his large things, similar to the Sol LeWitt thing, which is now on in the Tate. Damien Hirst, of course, he does the splashy things, doesn't he? As well as his sharks in formaldehyde, he does the spin paintings, where the colour splashes out everywhere.
Oh, and big skulls. Skulling diamond encrusted skulls.
Yeah, but I don't think that would be in it. And others, yeah, over 40 arses. So yeah, that sounds interesting. Lots and lots of colour, we like that.
Does sound good. We like a colourful exhibition, don't we, eh? We like colourful characters. And I believe there's a T-shirt to go along with it, Ian. Is that true? Is this the T-shirt which is being thrust upon you now? Is that the shirt that you'll be wearing for the exhibition?
This is purely coincidental. I just found this T-shirt, which is by Cornelius. He's a musician, but he does, quite often when he performs, he does artwork as well, and he sort of splashes colours all over the place. So I've got this T-shirt which is covered in colourful splashes by Cornelius. So on the back as well, yes. But yeah, you don't often see both sides of a T-shirt covered in coloured splashes. So I should be wearing this when I go along to the exhibition.
That's fantastic. I'm rather jealous. Now, also there's, so that's opening at the Tate, and also Saturday, a sustainable fashion show at FACT. Surely fashion can never be sustainable.
No. They try to make things out of bin bags and so on, but I don't see people wearing them in the streets. This is part of the Climate for Change thing at FACT, which finishes on Sunday. So this is a sort of closing event on the Saturday, the 30th in the evening. Yeah, there's various people involved. I know Alison Bailey-Smith, who makes jewellery from discarded, like the cables from inside old televisions and stuff like that. She makes some really nice jewellery from it. I know she's doing some stuff. Don't know who else, but I'm sure there's quite a few artists of similar ilk.
Sounds quite good. I won't pop down. I'm really pretending. It's a fashion show. What do I know about that? Now, but this weekend, it holds some merry delights for those people of St. Helens, because this weekend, it is the official opening of Dream.
Yeah, Dream, the massive sculpture at Sutton Colliery on the old coal mine place there. We've been watching this on television. The Big Art Project programme has been on for 3 weeks now, and it's been fascinating watching the developments of it. It's covered other artworks around the country, but St. Helens is one of them, and it's been a fascinating programme watching the process. And Jaume Plenser is the artist. And he presented them with, his first idea was to have this giant miner's lamp lit up. But the former miners weren't keen on that, because it was looking back rather than to the future. It's not a coal mine anymore. Let's, you know, have something which represents the future. So there's this big sculpture which looks like a child's head, and it's sort of in white concrete and marble. Originally it was going to light up as well, but I don't think that's happening now, partly because of the aeroplanes coming into Liverpool Airport might have been distracted by it. So yeah, there's a big launch event on Sunday from noon onwards. There's parking at the train stations, and then there'll be free coaches taking people up to the colliery, and there'll be like a wit walk, bands, brass band and May Queen and all that sort of stuff, choir, poetry readings. It's going to be a really good day. So yeah, we're hoping to make it to that, because we haven't seen this yet, so we're going to try and get along on Sunday.
Sounds like a great day out. I've been along and I've seen it. It was at the launch. Fantastic looking thing. Absolutely fantastic looking. Why is it we refer to artwork as things?
Because it is things, isn't it?
Everything, life's full of things, isn't it? But fantastic piece. If you get the opportunity this Sunday, do go along 12 noon onwards at Sutton Manor Colliery. You can get the train there. Ian said, and get the bus. Ooh, sounds great. And that is this week. And believe you me, it's a fun-packed week. Further ahead this week, Ian, I'm sure. Further ahead, I should say. Further ahead, things that are yet to come. Eduardo's Last Stand. What's this about? What's this?
Eduardo's Last Stand is the next exhibition coming at Gostin's. The little gallery there on the first floor. And I just think this is an interesting one. It's a guy called David Griffiths, who's done a lot of photography work. And he's got this project where he got a plastic crocodile. He wanted a heron, but he couldn't get one, so he got a crocodile instead, you know, from like a garden centre. He's called it Eddie Snapper. And he's taken it around various places and photographed it, like in the water or in places that look like little forests and things like this. And he's photographed them, and he's put them on some sort of light box. So it's not just an ordinary photograph, it's like the negative on a transparency on a light box. And so there's a short, small series of them. And it's partly humorous, but partly about, again, sustainability and the environment. You see these pictures of this crocodile. Crocodiles aren't really endangered species, but maybe someday. But some of the habitats where they are might be in danger of being, like the rainforest and so on, might be in danger. And so it helps you think about those sorts of things without being too preaching. Bit of humour there. And you might see, if you go along to the opening, it's on the 4th of June is the opening, and I think you might even get to meet the crocodile, Eddie Snapper.
I just want to say there's also the name in Latin here, which is this breed of crocodile, which is Niluticus plasticus vulgaris.
Yeah, sounds about right. Plasticus. They didn't have plastic in the old Latin days, did they? So I think that might be made up.
No, not a made up Latin word. I find that hard to believe. strange. Sounds interesting. No, I love the name. The Thursday, the 4th of June, 7 o'clock at the Gostians Gallery. Worth popping along just so you can have a look at the funny crocodile. But also coming up Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th of June, Drawing Weekend at the Blue Coat.
Yeah, I can't remember if I mentioned this before. It's part of the exhibition at the Blue Coat now, it's all about drawing. And there's just going to be a whole weekend of drawing events from the Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th of June. So that's coming up soon already, isn't it? June already. So yeah, they've going to be lots of artists. Actually, at the opening last week, Neil Keating was doing a live drawing thing. I've done a bit of video, actually. You might be able to see the video on YouTube soon. It's only a short piece. And so that was good, just watching him. He was actually drawing with two hands, using felt tips and drawing with two hands at the same time. Very clever. So there'll be that, all those kinds of things going on. And I'm sure there'll be workshops for people, public, to get involved in. The 5th to the 7th at the Blue Coat, as part of the End of the Line Attitudes to Drawing exhibition. I mentioned the things closing at the Walker this week. I'm just looking ahead to what's going to replace that. And the next one coming up is in July, actually. There's a bit of a break there. July the 10th, there's the New Radicals, from Sickert to Freud. So, yeah, this is focusing on the Walker's impressive collection of 20th century masterpieces. People like Freud and Sickert. Who else is there? Alice Lowry and Cecil Collins and Stanley Spencer. So that sounds good. It doesn't start until 10th of July at the Walker.
So lots of things have happened, lots of things have opened, are yet to open, and lots of things are yet to come. But that is the end of this show, Ian, and therefore I would like to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media.